I'm at Learning Live 2012 with Dr. Jane Bozarth, the author of Social Media for Trainers. Jane has just given an hour-long session covering lots of tools. Jane, I've got three questions for you. First one is, what's the most common question you get asked, and how do you normally answer it?
The most common question I get is always around issues of security. IT won't let me, or management is afraid of, or I don't know how to. There are a number of organizations that, of course, block assorted technologies kind of willy-nilly. There doesn't seem to be much rhyme or reason to it. But almost everything that people approach me about has something to do with being allowed to or being able to get to. And my standard answer is that we need to have better conversations, I think, with people who are resistant. I can't argue with people who think Twitter is silly when you don't know what you're looking for on Twitter and you go on there and it is people talking about their cats or what they had for breakfast. I see people go to IT and kind of make these blanket demands. I've got to have Facebook, I've got to have a group, but they don't really have a business case for it. You know, in my experience, if you can go to IT or go to management and say, we have this alumni group of new leaders, they need more support while they're implementing their new skills, I need something that will help them stay connected and talk to each other that's more effective than email. You can usually have a more productive conversation that way. But if you don't know what it is you're trying to do, except I want to do a group, then you're not going to get very far. So having a good business case, having examples, maybe not demanding what you want, because you can go to, you may go to your IT department and tell them what you need. They may come back and say, well, let's help you get a blog. But if you go in demanding, I have to have a blog or else, you know people are going to resist you. So I think figuring out a productive way to have conversations about results and performance and business needs will help with a lot of those concerns. And frankly, trust is cheaper than control. Seth Godin says that all the time. The longer the policy, the harder it is for you to have to enforce it.
Yeah.
The more restrictions, the harder it is for you to control them. So, you know, figuring out how and where you can trust people, I think, is part of that challenge.
Now, the second question is, what's the most common question you would like to have, and what would the answer be?
I would like to have more conversations about how we can include learners, how can we invite them to participate, how can we engage them in real conversations about the learning, and I think that starts with us being participants. I was joking in my session, but I hear it all the time. People say, I started a Facebook group, and they won't comment on it. I started a wiki, but they won't post stuff. Well, it's not that way anymore. It's not just us creating a site that people are supposed to magically contribute to. We need to be the participants, and if we want them to participate, then we need to participate. If we want them to engage, then we need to engage, and I won't disagree that that's more work for us. What we've been doing is comfortable, and many times it's not very hard. It's not as hard as finding time to check in on a conversation or contribute a question or what have you, but I think that's really the conversations that we need to be having, is how can we invite the interaction from our participants, and how can we be more of a partner in their learning?
Mm-hmm. And my final question is, where does someone like Dr. Jane Bozarth get her influences from?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, that's what's so funny about social media. I am the only person. I work in an organization ultimately with 100,000 users in state government. I am the only person who does what I do. And if I was depending on internally on peers, I would be just out of luck. You know, the more technology advances, the more I can go online. And frankly, a lot of my influences are British, because I get up early in the morning on the East Coast and drink my coffee. It's lunchtime here in the UK, so Jane Hart is online, Steve Wheeler is online, Ben Betts is online. So a lot of my influences in terms of the newer technologies are the people that I interact with primarily on Twitter and in Twitter chats like Learn Chat and things like that. After that, I will often see them on Facebook, or I'll see them at conferences or other places. But honestly, most of my influences are people who are writing and publishing a lot on Twitter. Harold Yarkey is a wonderful thinker, and he's publishing lots and lots of stuff. He's in Canada. Mm-hmm. He's partners with Jane Hart on some projects. And I find he is very, very... of all the people I can think of off the top of my head, I'd say he is a thought leader. I think there are lots of them, and I don't mean to exclude anybody, but Harold publishes great stuff. Steve publishes great stuff. Mr. Betts, of course, publishes great stuff. So I would, you know, I would say the names that we see a lot on Twitter are the people that are the most influential for me. And when I can find an example of somebody doing something great, when I see a case of somebody actually getting done some of the things we propose, that helps a lot too. So,
Jane Bozarth, thank you very much.
All right. Was that what you needed? I tend to ramble on.